want to talk about interesting shiloh. I would like to speak about some interesting shilas that happened on Rosh Hashanah relating to the Nusach HaTzilah. Okay, here's a really tough rabbi question. Rabbi Mayevsky is here. A really tough. Okay, what happens if the Baal Tzilah, the Baal Musaf, and this happens more often than you would believe. I've heard stories. Is with the Baal Musaf in the middle, he conks out. The Baal Musaf runs out of steam.
What do you do with Shachris in the middle of davening?
Same thing. You're right, the same Shaila. Whatever. It's not so common Shachris, because Shachris is very short, so you just zip it up and one, two, three. But what happens if, let's talk about, the Musaf is a little more complicated. We'll talk about Shachris in a moment. Basically, the answer to your question is as long as you get to the first three brachas, someone new can step up in the middle. Okay, let's talk about during on a Tuesday morning. A Tuesday morning, the Baal Shachris is davening, and all of a sudden, in the middle of Chazer Sashatz, his cell phone rings. His cell phone rings, he takes it out, and he walks away from the Amud, and it's in the middle of Chazer Sashatz. It's sitting, he says, Rabbi Sai, my wife is calling, this is Pikuach Nefesh, I have to go, sorry.
No, my wife calls Pikuach Nefesh.
So what happens? So the halacha is, if the Baal Tefillah has got through the first three brachos, and he already made it through Akel HaKadosh. Well, let's talk about it on Tuesday morning. This morning, he already made it through the first three brachas. So then someone new steps up to the plate and just takes over where he left off.
Right.
He just takes over because it's for the tzibur. But if the Baal Tefillah, I think if the last, what happens if in the last three brachas? I don't know the halacha of the last three. I think he also just takes over even the last bracha. I think wherever he stops, he just starts again from the beginning of that bracha, even the last bracha. I'm pretty sure, but even the last bracha. However, if the Baal Tefillah escapes in the middle of the first three brachas, he does not get through Kiddusha. He does not. He says, "Yimloi Hashem lilam lokach tzion ledarvedar haluka," and he says, "Ledarvedar negulech ulensach nitzachim," and then all of a sudden he disappears. So someone new has to step up, and you start from the beginning. You have to at least make it through Hakel Hakodosh. If you don't, a regular Tuesday morning. Okay, it's not yet. You're going to confuse me today by mincha. Okay, but Hakel, regularly you start. Yeah, that's the basic halacha. If you make it through the first brachas, you finish. If you're not, then you have to start from the beginning. Now, what about on Rosh Hashanah Musaf? It's much more complicated because there are so many piyutim, and we say all of the tefillos. We say all of the psukim, malchios, zichronos, and shayfai. So, what is the halacha? This is the halacha, the way he presents it here in the Pardes Yosef Achodosh by Harav Gamliel. What's his name? Rabinowitz. I'm Gamliel Rabinowitz.
Soon to be published,
Tavshin Ayin Vav. Right? In the soon to be published, Tavshin Ayin Vav. They only probably sold 1,000 copies of this already. So what does it say? So here's the basic halacha. Until the first three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei are very long, in general, because we paired the bracha of Melech HaKadosh with all of these extra paragraphs. So the basic rule is, it's basically the same, as far as, but there's a little bit of a difference. If the Baal Musaf does not make it to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, where he concludes Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. Now, that could go on for, could take an hour and a half in a big shul with a chazan that you're paying top dollar. You're paying $10,000 for a chazan, and he just conks out. And he didn't, and he went through an asana toikef, and he went through when asana toikef is before, is it before?
Right before Kiddusha.
It's before Kiddusha. Right, he goes to Melech Elyon, and he goes to the Sanat Toikef, El Kelarich, he goes to all Kelarich Din, and then they sing after the Sanat, after they say, then they sing before, right?
In
Kitzva. Right, and he does an in Kitzva like he never heard before. Okay, the Sanat Toikef, one of a kind. In Kitzva, one of a kind. And he's singing, and he's darshening, and it's going on. He's already up there for an hour and a half, and he gets very close to saying that. Then they do kedusha. They finish kedusha, but after kedusha, you have to go through all of those paragraphs until you get to Baruch Atah Hamelech Hakadosh. So you could feel already that you're already halfway, already even 60%, 90% finished, because the main performance. And he does not get to Akel HaKadosh. Guess what? You got to put up a new Baal Tefila, and you got to start from the beginning. But, wait. You skip everything else. You skip Unasana Toikef, you skip Melech Elyon, you skip Ein Kitzva, you just make believe it's Mincha. Make believe it was Mincha, and that's what you do. Avos, Tchiyas HaNesim, and then you have Kedusha, and then you just continue saying all of those paragraphs. That is the halacha. Not everyone knows this halacha. Okay, this is the basic halacha. Yeah, and it can happen. Don't think it can't happen. It can happen.
You come into a shul that's in a rush for whatever reason. A shul, let's say that
they can skip all that stuff.
They can do the same.
They can skip all that stuff, right? If you're in a rush, so then you can skip on the side of Taika. If you can skip a Kel Kel, and you just do like Mincha. But the Psukim you got to do. Then when you get to Al-Kaimah, Malchiyah is Zichronah Shofos, you must do. B'di'evit, you don't have to say the B'di'evit, you can say Kakosuv B'Soira Secha. It's all the place can say that if you don't say any of the Psukim, you also Yoitza. You say some Nusach of Malchus, you mention the concept of Malchiyah, and you say Kakosuv B'Soira Secha, Baruch Atah Hashem, and you make the chasima, and you don't say any of the psukim. It's also good. B'di'evit, it's good. But of course, you don't want to do it. You want to say all of the psukim. Okay. Now, that is pretty much the basic halacha. So again, review. If you don't get to Hamelech HaKadosh, you start from the beginning, but you can skip. Once you already did all the piyutim, you skip them all. Okay. Now, here's a complicated shaila which there really is no resolution. Now, let me take that back. Let's go to the Shatz makes a mistake in the middle of Zichroinais, or in the middle of Shofros. Okay? So, that's simple. You just start from the beginning of Zichroinais or Shofros. How does Zichroinais start?
Okay?
Ata Zeicha. The words right before... What are the words right before Zichroinos? Baruch atah Hashem, Melech, Al Kol Haaretz, Mekadesh, Yisrael, V'yoyim HaZikaron. That is Malchios. Melech Al Kol Haaretz is Malchios, Mekadesh, Yisrael, V'yoyim HaZikaron. Then you go into Zichroinos. You start Zichroinos. Ata Zeicher Maasei Oilam, Ufokei Kol Yitzuri Kedem, Lufanach Nigmu Kotalumus, V'chulu, V'chulu. And that goes all the way until the Chasima is Baruch Atah Hashem Zecher HaBris. If the Baal Tefillah conks out in the middle of that entire section, you put up a new Baal Tefillah, and he starts with the words Atah Zecher. No problem. You start with, let's say he conks out in the middle of Atah Nigleisa, Shofros, all the way, go through all the Psukim, all the way until you get to Baruch Atah Hashem, Shaynea Kol Teruas Amo Yisrael Berachamim. He conks out, you put him in the Baal Tefillah, and he starts with Atah Nigleisa. No problem. And he conks out from the beginning of Ritzei, Until the end of Modim, put up a new Baal Tefillah and you start with Ritzei. If he conks out in the middle of Sim Sholem until the end, so you put up a new Baal Tefillah and you start with the beginning of Sim Sholem. What? No, I don't think so. The last
Ritzei, because that's all.
I don't think so. If I'm not mistaken, it doesn't make a difference. You just finished the last brach. The last three, even though the last three are considered to be one unit, if I could be mistaken, but I think you don't start from the three brachas. You just start from that particular individual bracha. Even the list, I have to look it up again. That part.
He makes kiddushes, he'll let it go back himself.
What?
He conks out, he makes kiddushes.
Technically, yeah. I would assume technically, yeah, he himself can come back. Okay, but here is the shaila in which there is no resolution. Where there is no resolution is, it's a machlokes, Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Chassam Sofer, and the Mishnah Berurah gets involved. The bracha of Malchios. Malchios is a very complicated bracha, because Malchios includes within it the Kiddushas Hayoim. The way we make the bracha, this machlokes in the Gemara, how to formulate the bracha, it's a very complicated bracha. We start Malchios. There's also Ato V'chartanu. Okay, how does Malchios begin? It begins with, we conclude with the Baruch Ato Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. Baruch Ato Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. What's the next? Ato V'chartanu. Okay, that's Kedushas. Oh, that's Kedushas Hayoim. Then we say Vatitin Lanu. Then we say Mnechat Hoenu. And then we say the Karbanos. So the Chodesh Hashvi. Umin Chasam. And then Aleinu, that's really a P. Aleinu is already, Aleinu is the beginning. Okay, you're right. You're right. Aleinu is not, you're right. Then Achila, you're right. You're right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you're right. Al-Kain al-Kavl is the beginning of Malchias. That's the beginning of Malchias. What happens if the Baal Tzvila conks out in between Ato V'chartanu and Al-Kain al-Kavl? It's Pashut. He starts with Ato V'chartanu. There's nothing to talk about. But the big dilemma that the Mishnah Berurah, the Chassam Sofer, the Akiva Eiger discuss, what happens if the Baal Tzvila conks out after Al-Kain al-Kavl? He is in the middle of Malchios. He has already begun Al-Kain al-Kavl, Hashem Lachin Leivos Meir B'Sefer Suzecha. He already said those words. Anywhere from there until the end of Malchios, he does not feel well, he steps down. Where does his replacement begin? Rabbi Akiva Eiger says he starts from Ato V'chartanu. You have to go back to the very beginning. Oh, but Ato V'chartanu is the Kedusha Sayom, and that was done perfectly. It doesn't matter. He holds that it was combined to the degree, it's a very, the lumdus behind this, to the degree, it's one bracha. The essence of Malchios on Rosh Hashanah is the Kedushas Hayom. It's not like the Shalosh Rugalim. The Shalosh Rugalim is, the Shalosh Rugalim is Kedushas Hayom, but the Kedushas Hayom does not define the essence of the day. On Rosh Hashanah, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the essence of the day, the Kedushas Hayom, is defined by Malchios. Therefore, if there is a mistake in Malchios, you have to go back to the beginning of Kedushas Hayom. The Chassam Sofer disagrees. He says, there's separate things. There's Kedushas Hayom, and then there's Malchios. If you made it through the Kedushas Hayom, you're finished. You're done. You need not. You don't have to do it again. And then you just begin with the new shots. We'll begin with Al-Kain Nekavel Hashem Elokeinu. Because and the proof to the Rabbi Akiva Eiger is something, an interesting proof is the Sholosh Rugalim, how we assign the bracha. Mekadesh Yisrael VeHazmanim. We don't specify Mekadesh Yisrael. Where on Pesach we do not say Mekadesh Yisrael VeChag HaMatzos.
You are not from Pesach.
Printer's mistake. What? Yeah.
That he said the Hazmanim had been
a printer's mistake.
It should have been.
So, this is a very controversial thing. I mean, Reisen gave a shiur on this topic. It says, you say that it really the printers put in the nusach zmanin, and everyone was supposed to fill in the blank. Mekadesh Yisrael v'chag haPesach, Mekadesh Yisrael v'chag haShavuos, Mekadesh Yisrael v'chag haSukkos, Mekadesh Yisrael v'shmini chag haAtzeres hazeh, and because we were. So because we were ignorant, so we didn't know, understand the rules, so we got confused, so we started saying Zemanim. What's the proof? The proof that we is because on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaroin. And Yom HaKippurim, we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom HaKippurim. So some vehemently disagree with that. They vehemently disagree, and they hold that this is exactly the machlokes the Chasam Sofer and Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva holds as exactly the Rabbi Akiva's raya. The fact that on Rosh Hashanah we say we go out of our way to say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yoyim Hazikoroin, and we don't just say Mekadesh Hazmanim. I don't know how you will explain Yom Kippur, because maybe it's the same thing for Yom Kippur, is that the Malchios, the essence of declaring Hashem Melech al Kol Haaretz, is the essence of the Kedushas Hayom. It's not like the Sholosh Regolim. The Sholosh Regolim are just our holidays. The Nusach of what we say, there's nothing really to add to it. You don't have to say. There's no such thing as nothing to add. It's Yom Tif. So you say Mekadesh Yishol v'Hazmanim. On Rosh Hashanah, it's not just that today is a Yom Tif. It is the essence of the day is that today is a day of Malchios. Malchios more so than Zichronos and Shofros. It is the day when you declare Hashem to be Melech. Therefore, if you have made a mistake in the Malchios, it's not enough just to say over the Pesukim of the Malchios. You have to say over the entire Kiddush, or the essence of the day itself. Okay, so this is Halacha L'maisa. It's not clear what to do. Some, I think the Mishnah says you should be Machmir, like the Machmir, I think he says you can be Mekel. If I'm mistaken, you can be Mekel in the Mishnah, but you don't have to repeat over Atav V'chartanu. You can be Mekel like the Chasam Sofer, and you can just say, but if you want to be Machmir, you can be Machmir, you can start from the beginning of Atav Sofer. It's a lot to say. It's not a small amount. If you're towards the end already of Malchios, and your congregation, they're already, they're already itching to get out, and the Baal Tefillah says, I just can't go on. I have to stop. And you have to put up a replacement. It can be a very big dilemma for the rabbi if the rabbi is going to put up a Baal Tefillah to start from Atav V'chartanu, or is going to start from the Pesuk of Alkein Nekav Alecha. And people are going to question. If you're in a big shul on Rosh Hashanah, they're going to go home, and it's going to be a topic of conversation. The Baal Tefillah, they talk about, they ask, they always say that a rabbi has to know the laws of what happens when you find the sifter that has a psul. They always say this. Yeska shayla a rabbi. Rabbi, is the meat kosher? Yeah, I have a shayla bas mechov. I put a spoon in the pot. This, that, the pot it was 24 hours, but it was hot. I have a suffix. So the rabbi can always say, "Oh no, I'll get back to you on that." Right? You have a tough shayla. You can say, "I'll get back to you." But when it comes to when they take a Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh, you got to know it on the spot. Okay, there's no time to say, I'll get back to you.
Same thing.
Yeah. Rabbi goes into a Yomim Noirahim. I remember Herschel Shachti, he gave a fantastic shiur. I think it was last year. It was last year or 2 years ago. I got to know why the laws that the rabbi has to know, mamish, these things, what are the critical halachas a rabbi has to know for...
You gotta whip it out.
You gotta know on the spot. And this was the first thing he spoke about. What happens if the Baal Tefillah cannot continue? What are the halachas?
And Yom Kippur, what happens if the Baal Tefillah needs a drink? I'm serious, he's gonna pass out. The doctor says you better give him a drink.
So give him a drink.
Can he continue though?
He shouldn't continue.
No.
He should not continue. Give him a drink. That's for sure. If there's no one else, then he can continue. If there's no one else, then he can continue. Or even if you'll have no one else that's capable, sometimes there are people that just don't know. You don't know what to do. What?
Even if he's drinking,
just get the IV going. Kashir, it's bikuach nefesh. If it's bikuach nefesh, so he has to drink. That's pashat. So then the shayla is, should he be the Baal Tefillah? No, he should not be the Baal Tefillah. But if you're in a shul where you have mamish, no one else. Even though there are people that are chashuva people, but not everyone knows how to daven. Not everyone knows what to do. You have to know how. You got to know. It's not so simple. You got to practice. You got to know the rules. If you have no choice, there's no halacha. You can't daven. It is not problem. Okay, another shayla. Out of time. Okay, quick another shayla. Okay, another quick shayla. What happens is also this shayla also touches upon the essence of Malchias. What happens if you forget? Okay, what happens if there's a lot of lumdis, a lot of different issues? If you forget by mistake on the brach of Malchios, not the brach of Malchios, the brach of Kedushas Hayom, the brach of Kedushas Hayom. Oh, no, not Kedushas Hayom. The brach of Kedushas Hayom, Ibnei Chatoenu.
falls apart, you can't get off the floor. What are you going to
do? Okay, how do we conclude Malchios? How do we conclude the Brach of Malchios? Baruch Ato Hashem. This chasima is identical to the way we are messiahing the kedushas hayom by mincha, shachris, and ma'ariv, and it's also the way we are messiahing the psukim of Malchios. Baruch Ato Hashem Melech al kol haaretz mikadesh Yisrael v'yoyim hazikaron. Now, what happens if you make a mistake and you do not say Melech al kol haaretz? You conclude, and this can happen, Baruch Ato Hashem Mikadesh Yisrael v'yoyim hazikaron. What, you left out the words Melech al kol haaretz.
What if he said Mikadesh Yisrael v'azman?
Ooh, let's say you say v'azman. I don't know the answer to that, Shaila, but let's talk about when you leave out the words Melech al kol haaretz. So there is a three-way machlokes. What the halacha will be?
Wait for the answer.
Okay. Now, according to the sefer called the Shalmei Chagiga, I don't know who that is. He says, he paskins that there's a difference between musaf and shachris ma'ariv. Why? Musaf, you're using this chasima for not just the kedushas hayoyim, you're also using it for the psukim of Malchios. Therefore, the chasima must reflect the bracha.
Not so, only that, but even during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva.
Hamelech HaKadosh. No, that's not a problem here. You already said Hamelech HaKadosh.
No, what I'm saying is the whole Indian of the year.
That's Hamelech HaKadosh. Here you said the primary focus is Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. We also paid Melech al Kol Aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron. Okay, let's just focus on this point. So the Shalmei Chagiga says it's the difference between Musaf verse Mariv Shachris Amincha. Musaf, you're using this chasima to be choisim not just the Kedusha Sayoim, but also the Psukim of Malchios. And since the essence of Malchios is Malchus, Melech, the chasima must reflect Malchios. Therefore, if you dare leave it out, you're done. You're finished. It's no good. You have to go and repeat. You have to repeat the bracha all over again. Okay.
Just repeat the bracha, not the Malchios.
The Shita. Oh, but what about Shachris, Mincha and Ma'arif? When you're not reflecting, you're not discussing Malchus. You're just discussing, you're just mentioning the Kedusha Sayyim. So you say, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron, Yotza. So this is the sheet of the Shalmei Chagiga. Next, the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the Grach. Okay? He says that all of the Tfilos Lo Yotza. He paskins Lo Yotza, not by Musa for sure, you're not Yotza, because it didn't reflect. But even when it comes to Shachris Mincha Mar, because as we said before, this fits very well with the sheet of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Because the essence of the Kedushas Hayoim is
Malchios.
This is the Mekadesh Yisrael V'yoyim HaZikaron. These two cannot be separated. Just like Rabbi Akiva Eger said, that if the Balfilo conks out in the middle of the Psukim of Malchios, go back to the beginning of Atav V'chartanu, because you can't separate the two. They cannot be separated. And then there is the Chayei Adam. You ready on Chayei Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, Ramayevsky.
Yeah, like me.
So what does he say? He says, in all of the Tfilos Yotza, it's not Ma'akev. It's not Ma'akev. You don't have to see. He holds. It's not the essence of the. It's not the essence of the day. And as far as the Yoyim HaZikaron, as far as the chasima he held is not Ma'akev. He said Malchios, and he made a chasima Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron. He holds everything is good. It's good all across the board. Like the Chassam Sofer, who says the essence of the day is not tied to the Malchios, and even when you say the Psukim of Sofer, it's so gezunt eight about Malchios. So you said the 10 Psukim of Malchios. The Chasima doesn't have to have Malchios. Whoever told you? So you basically have a three-way Machlokes. Okay, without going into a long story, these three Machlokes he shows here in the Pardes Yosef HaChadosh is really a Machlokes Rishon. If it's brilliant what he does here. He takes the words of the Meiri, the words of the Avudraham, and the words of the Rambam. and he shows that each one of these three shitas can be found kamat merumis in the shita of the Rishonim. Three opinions as what to do. So I guess you have all to lismach. Whatever person does, you shouldn't make these mistakes. You have three different mahalchim. And this, inshallah, and all comes down to the yisod, the lomdus. This is the thing to keep in mind. What do we take out of all this? Is that when you're davening on Rosh Hashanah and you're focusing on the Kedushas Hayom, is the essence of the Kedushas Hayom tied to the concept of Malchios? And the nafkaminah, too, I learned already two nafkaminahs. Two nafkaminahs is if you skip the words melech al kol ha'aretz in the chasim of the bracha. And the other nafkaminah is if the shatz has to stand down and we need to replace him, do we have to go back to the beginning of the bracha? Okay, let me leave you with one more last short thing. This is a very fascinating topic in and of itself. We once spent time on this. We know that on Rosh Chodesh, when you make the chasim and musaf, we know that Hashem's name has four letters. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, and you can arrange the letters Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei in 12 different ways. You can really arrange four letters in 24 different ways, but being that two of the letters are the same, so therefore the 24 goes down to 12. 12 different combinations of arranging the letters Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. 12 different combinations. And in each one of these 12 combinations, there is a pasuk in Tanakh that the Kadmonim have the Rashi tables of the beginning of the pasuk capture these four letters. Letters, and it's brought down in some of them in some Siddurim. We don't Nusach Ashkenaz is not into this, but Nusach Svar is very, very proud of this. Nusach Svar, they feature this very prominently. Yeah. Is that when you daven Musaf, you know which month of the year it is, and you know which arrangement of Hashem's name it corresponds to, and therefore you should be mechavein when you say Baruch Atah Hashem. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodesh. When you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, you should think about. You should think in your mind. It'll show you in the Siddur, in the Nusach Svar. It'll show you the arrangement of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and it'll have the pasuk for you. And you should think that pasuk, whatever that pasuk represents. What?
You're supposed to look at it.
Is the hot potato. This is a very big topic. This is a topic of every discussion. What do you do on Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, if you daven Nusach Svard, when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, do you stop and think about the arrangement of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and do you think about the pasuk? And that's number one. Number two, if you do it, where do you do it? Where do you do it? So the simple understanding is you would do it after shofars. Those who do it after the bracha of shofars, which is Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech al kol haaretz, Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. When you say Baruch Atah Hashem, I don't remember which one of the tzirufim it is. When you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you right away you stop there. And you know in your siddur which one of the tzimufim it is and which pasuk it corresponds to. Okay, so others say no, you should not do it there, you should do it when you finish Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. So it's a machlokes, first of all, do you do it or not? And if you do it, where do you do it? But most people, it appears, do not do this on Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah, by the way, is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. What? Okay, but we do say, right? We say mention the Musaf. We mention the Musaf. We do mention the Musaf. So the question is, most people have the custom, most Nusach Svard has the custom not to do this on Rosh Hashanah. One of the 12 Tserufim is pushed away. What's the reason? Very simple. Just puts you a different perspective for Rosh Hashanah. What is the name Yud Kei Vav Kei? The name Yud Kei Vav Kei in the essence is Rachamim. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, are Yemei Hadin, Elohim. It's not the appropriate time to bring into Baruch Atah Hashem this concept, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Rachamim. Okay, so we in the Nusach, but in something which is so pure, the whole essence of taking Hashem's name and breaking it up into 12 different parts, and which name? The name Yud Kei Vav Kei, whose essence is pure Rachamim, and finding a pasuk in Tanakh which represents this concept, it's not the theme of the Yamim Nairahim. The Yamim Nairahim is a time of din.
Is there a pasuk petition?
Yes, there is a pasuk. there's a pasuk for that serif. Yeah, there's a pasuk. But okay, so these are different minhagim. Some do, some don't. Where, if you're going to do it, where do you do it? Pashtus is after the kedushas hayayim, which is shayfrais. Some do it after hamelech hakadosh, and then the question is, why would you not do it? And the reason why you would not do it is because what is yud kei vav kei in all of its various combinations? Pure rachamin. That's not what the yom leram is all about. It's about the midas hadin, yom hadin. Therefore, we do not do it. Okay, have a good day.